good evening and good afternoon to all of our wrestler parents and coaches. This is Coach McClay at Ohio Northern University bringing you our podcast series dedicated to helping anyone and everyone with their college and wrestling experiences. Today I'm here with Ronan Gullifer, and just a quick note before we get started, there was a squeaky chair. Did not realize the mic were picking it up more than we pick up our own talking. So it does start out pretty bad. I promise it gets better. You might hear it here and there throughout the podcast, but if you can grit your teeth, we talked about some good things. So with that being said, we'll start right as I push record. I'm here with...
I'm Ronan Gullifer.
Ronan Gullifer. He's a freshman. What is your major?
Computer engineering.
And what do you plan to do with that? What can you do with that?
There's a lot of things you can do with it, from designing the actual architecture of the computer parts in each and every computer,
mm-hmm.
to connecting and writing code for automation in a factory.
Dang.
Or even designing the robots for that, depending on your concentration.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is you have a very good chance of going places like the Silicon Valley?
Yes.
That's the kind of place you would work?
Yeah, that more for like Intel, NVIDIA, those type of companies, maybe AMD, because they're the ones that are really more into designing the actual computer parts.
And all the components and pieces and all the stuff that you go into. So like, in theory, like if I took apart my laptop, you could tell me how it works?
Yeah, probably. Laptops are a bit differently designed than desktop,
mm-hmm.
typically, because the thermals, like the cooling, and how heat gets out of the laptop is a lot different. Most of the time when you open up a laptop, you're going to see a big copper heat sink
mm-hmm.
connected to some fans. If they're, hopefully on the case, it's not blocked up.
Yeah, mine's always blocked up. My one laptop gets stupid hot to the point where, like, if you keep it on your lap, it's burning you. You have to put a towel on. But that's just because I didn't take good care of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's clean.
It's been, like, 6 years at this point, 7 years, so I got my money's worth out of this laptop.
Yeah,
made it through college with me.
With about $50, you could probably make it so that it'll last another 5 years.
What, getting it cleaned?
Not getting it cleaned. Putting in a new hard drive.
Oh, but then I have to erase everything I have on it.
No, you don't.
Oh, really?
No.
That's what happened to my last one. Well, I broke the last hard drive.
Yeah, that'll do it. For hard drives, you got two main ones, which are hard disks, HDDs, and solid-state drives, SSDs.
Mm-hmm.
So the hard disks, they work mostly on writing to a disk. Because if you ever open up like a desktop hard disk, you're going to see it just has a bunch of disks on the inside, and it writes to those and reads from those. And it's lot slower but more stable than an SSD. SSDs, they require a constant power supply to store data.
Oh, so if you unplug it, then it's like...
You're
probably a little too young for this, but do you remember like the old Game Boy games where you had to have a battery in it for it to remember your game? And as soon as that died, you lost all progress in the game?
Yeah. I've played Game Boy with Game Boys and everything.
Okay, well, I figure I'm older than a lot. I think I'm older than what I am. And I just assume everyone has... at this point, don't even know what a Game Boy is, let alone like the first Pokemon series.
I still have a few Game Boys back home. Game Boy Advance. I couldn't find the old Game Boy Color that we had.
Yeah, it's weird how these things disappear.
You could probably buy one from a Nintendo still.
Oh, you for sure can. I've seen them online, but like they're now $100.
Mm-hmm.
They went full circle. They went like stupid cheap for $20 for a while, and then they went right back up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. What games was you playing on a Game Boy?
I had a couple Pokemons. Pokemon Fire Red.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
That's the only one I can remember for Game Boy. But there's like Aragon, Final Fantasy Tactics, stuff like that.
Were you on PlayStation or Xbox?
At the start, I was on PlayStation 2.
Oh, but you converted.
Then we got an Xbox 360.
You traitor.
Hey, we stuck with PlayStation. It's just better in most of the time.
Yeah.
Sure, the new Xbox One is better hardware-wise, but most of the time, neither, you're not going to see a real difference on either of those.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want their 4K at 20 FPS instead of just 1920 by 1080 at 160 FPS.
Yeah, those numbers sound really impressive. I'm not really good with the numbers, but...
So, for that, the numbers I just said, the 1920 by 1080 and the 4K, which is 3960 by 2160, I think? I don't remember on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But for, say, you have your laptop, that's the resolution, so the amount of pixels per, like, side. So
okay.
1920 on the top and 1080 on the sides. And it's actually a lot more dense pixel density for your laptop compared to your TV, which would be the same resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why games on PC typically look sharper and...
Oh, because there's more pixels in a same amount of area?
Yeah, there's more pixels.
There's more LED lights to make a more color difference?
Most of the time... Computers run off of, if you ever looked at like an old TV, like you ever got up real close to it and it's all those lines,
mm-hmm.
it's still pretty much that, just a lot denser, like a lot more of them.
Oh, cool. The more you know. I thought we got rid of that. No, we just made it smaller.
Yeah, it's smaller and better. Different ways of displaying.
Okay.
Change up how those work most of the time.
But so, I see that you're very passionate about technology.
Yes.
Which is why you're in the major you are.
Yes.
Now, what is it about your field that makes you so excited?
Mostly being able to write a program that'll work with something in real life.
Mm-hmm. Like you liked seeing like a robot move his arm and pick up the orange ball and be like, yeah, I told it to do it.
Yeah, I got it to do that. I also made that thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, there's definitely a whole new level of pride when you can say, like,
you I did like, everything for it.
Yeah, like the reason why this thing is alive and moving is
because, yes.
like Frankenstein's monster.
going to work for some place like Boston Dynamics, you know,
mm-hmm.
the leader in pretty everything robotics, pretty much,
mm-hmm.
is awesome, and I would love to do that.
Is that something you can?
Potentially.
What does it take to do that?
Probably a master's in computer engineering.
So this isn't something like you can like talk to someone at the school and they sign you up for.
No, Boston Dynamics is most of their people who work there are from Ivy League schools and MIT. So
yeah, there's that. Okay, putting that academics aside, how has your relationship in wrestling been so far in your life?
For me, I really started getting into it for out of school wrestling my freshman year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started going to camps every summer and extra practices every week.
Mm-hmm.
Until I think it's May 6th or 7th in 2018, I had my first surgery on my knee after. I had bursitis causing my knee to swell up.
Mm.
I had it drained once before the surgery and with a lot of compression on it. It was about 180 milliliters of fluid coming out of my knee.
That's a lot in such a small space.
After my first surgery, I wasn't able to really walk at all for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Even though nothing structural was done from the swelling, I couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, an injury is an injury, man. Like, once you're hurt, like, there's nothing you can do besides just rest. And that's the hardest part because, like, you can go one, two ways on injury. You can be that guy who does nothing and he just, like, forgets about the sport until he's ready to come back and he's just, like... He's out of shape, you know, he's trying to, like, make up for he lost. Or you can be that guy who still comes to practice and does what he can. But even that's a bad feeling because, like, you're sitting there watching everyone else work harder than you, and all you can do is, like, be content with what you can do.
Yep.
So it's, like, a very humbling experience being, like, injured and trying to wrestle at the same time. So I do feel you on that.
Yeah, for most of that, I had a knee immobilizer on my leg, and it's the main reason why my leg is so small compared to my right leg
You can
compared to
tell a
my other leg.
difference?
Yes.
Does that mean you kick the ball with the other foot now?
I do both.
Oh, you're ambidextrous. Does that mean you're left-handed?
Nope.
No, you're right-handed?
Right-handed.
Aren't you special? Most people I know who are ambidextrous are left-handed, just because like it's almost forced by choice,
Yeah.
or not by choice.
I mean, I'd love to be ambidextrous for both hands and legs. That'd be cool.
Right, that's something else. How long have you been wrestling? You said high school?
I started wrestling when I was probably in first or second grade in, elementary school. Wrestled all the way up from there to high school.
And
And
now you're in college doing the
then,
same thing. So you've spent most of your life on the mat. A good portion, at least.
Both of my brothers, both older than me, they were also wrestlers. So
So you're the
I've
youngest of the
always been at
bunch?
wrestling. I didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Yeah, that makes sense. So, what is a lesson you've had to learn through the years for wrestling specific? What's something that through your experience you realize this is probably the best way to do things?
If you don't want to do it, you're just not going to get it done. And I've seen it so many times. People who have always been like the best stop trying as hard, and they don't have the drive to keep going. And when they run into something that stops them, they don't keep going because they break down and don't want to try to fight through it.
Yes, they get frustrated
They
and
get
then.
frustrated and they decide, like, in their mind, they can't do it, which is already a loss if you lose in your head.
Yep, so they become apathetic and like, I don't care. It is what it is. We'll just keep it pushing. Yeah, I've seen that plenty of times. Now, how do you distinguish between the kid who is just like, I'm done, I don't want to wrestle anymore, because I, you know, that kid who that you're just talking about, versus a kid who's like, just saw that he got a loss and like that gut reaction where he says, like, I'm done, I'm not wrestling the rest of the tournament. And then he comes back like 2 weeks later, ready to wrestle extra hard. How do you distinguish between the two?
You can usually tell by their body language, I guess. People that it just like say it in the spur of the moment don't look as defeated. They just look mad.
Oh, right. Like
Mad at themselves that they lost.
you can see the hurt.
Yeah. Like they want to keep going, but it hurts that they lost.
But then you don't see that with the other group. They're just
They're
content with what.
defeated and they're down on themselves and they don't want to keep going.
You can see that they're content with giving up.
Yep.
That's a very good way to differentiate. Yeah, I'm with that for sure. 100%. Who has been the biggest influence for you on the mat?
Have to say my older brother Keegan.
Right, shout out Keegan.
He's down in, I think, camp, not Camp Lejeune. One of the Marine bases down in South Carolina. And he's always beat me at wrestling. And the one of the things that I've always wanted to do is just beat him. Like, we wrestle pretty much the same style because we're built the
Yeah,
same.
same body type, same
He's a
teachers,
bit bigger than
same,
me.
probably same partners.
Not the same partners. He was 4 years ahead of me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, I've wrestled with everybody that he's wrestled with except one of them. And I want to beat them all.
We'll do that this year, man. We'll get you some good misdirection going on. You already got the nice stance. You're already loaded all the time, but.
When I went down to see my brother over the summer, because he was getting married, he started to wrestle me at their house, like right inside the door. There's
Yep.
stairs and it's
First
like
touch.
a wall. Yeah, he came up to me and just started wrestling me. I got him a nice fireman's, and then our mom came and was like, no, stop.
Right? Not around the fine china.
Yeah, because he was getting married the next day.
Oh, no black eyes or anything.
Yeah. I was about to throw him into a wall.
Let him know what's up.
Then he hesitated when my mom yelled at us to stop, so I was putting him down, and then he headlocked me. And then I got my tooth.
Oh, he's a sore loser.
Because he couldn't hold it.
Mm-hmm. He's a sore loser.
Yeah.
What would you think is a good little big tip?
I would say at practices, you can drink water, but don't drink cold water. Okay. And if you want to go far enough, get yourself some tea.
Tea.
Tea with lemon and honey. It really, when you're so tired after, it really helps.
It just hits different.
Keeps the energy going.
Mm-hmm. Just that sugar and it hits different.
Yep. It gives you a little bit of energy whenever you take a sip, but it can't be cold. Because if you're going to drink ice cold water, you're going to cool yourself down. And your body will start tightening up,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not good all around.
So no cold water, drink lemon water with, what did you say in it, honey?
Honey.
Yep. Okay, that's a good one. Is that good for any sport, wrestling specific?
Yes,
just when
good
you're tired?
For anything. At I learned end. That from a Russian.
A Russian?
Yep.
Ooh, do you want to give this Russian a shout out?
Sergei Kitaev. I've went to his practices and camps for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy.
Now, what factors did you consider when you were looking into colleges? Like, what were the choices, the main bullet points that you thought of?
I was looking for a small engineering college.
Mm-hmm.
And if it had wrestling, that was a big plus because I really wanted to wrestle in college.
Mm-hmm.
There's not really a lot of small engineering colleges with wrestling.
No, we're unique in that. Yeah. We definitely try to focus on wrestlers with engineering backgrounds to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But that's it? You just wanted a small engineering school? Was there anything else you were looking at?
Close to home.
Close to home?
Yeah.
Where is home for you?
About 40 minutes away in Upper Sandusky.
Okay. Do you go home on weekends?
Not very often.
Even though it's only 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Don't go home because I have a lot of stuff to do here at college.
Yeah, I hear that. Busy life, busy schedule. Yep. Got friends, and it's hard to go home every weekend to say hi to mom.
Yep.
But you are close enough that you can. So
yes.
I know how that is. I was like an hour away from my home. So here's a good question for you. This is probably like one of the main ones I was thinking about when I was thinking about this interview. What has your college experience been like? Because you're a freshman, right? This is your first year. This is your first year of college. How has it been different compared to like a normal year? Like, I know you've had expectations your whole life of what college would be like. How were those exceeded or how were those different?
It feels like everybody's on a time crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're just trying to get this semester over with and there's no time for breaks or anything.
Everything's like...
So it's always at 100%, no stops.
Do you feel like that's for every year, or do you feel like that's special for coronavirus?
I feel like that's every year, but for the coronavirus, it's
more prevalent.
It's more prevalent and always going.
Mm-hmm.
There's no breaks.
Now, how did the coronavirus change like the recruiting process for you? Did it have any effect on you guys?
No.
No?
We already figured out what college and everything I wanted to go to before that, and before everything hit.
I like before. It. Yeah. All right, cool. How has being a freshman on a new team been? Like, you went from being a senior, like, we're at the top of the food chain, and then coming back to, like, pretty much resetting at the bottom of the ladder. Describe that whole transition from probably being one of the best ones in your room to, like, resetting it down at the bottom of the totem pole.
I feel like not much has changed yet. Because I haven't seen everybody on the mat and they haven't seen me on the mat yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know where I stand in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, I just want to see what everybody can do and I want to try to be the best in the room.
That's a great attitude, man. That's a killer's attitude right there. I like it. What has been your impression so far? Have you been sizing up people, looking at him like, I can beat him?
I'm always doing that, but I want to see what everybody can do, and it feels like the team hasn't been able to really bond this year, especially with my class.
Yeah, we've been talking about it in the office, like, because the whole social distancing thing, we missed probably like 2 or 3 big like social bonding things that we do at the beginning of the year. Like, I know you guys had your cookout where you guys all like did like, I guess it was like barbecue or something, right? And you guys all did that amongst yourselves, but like on top of that, we as coaches, we might do something, we would normally do something else, like maybe host like a soccer game or like flag football, or we would do something to the point where like you guys have a chance to talk to each other, you know, everyone's around, maybe another barbecue. Yeah, but this year with the whole coronavirus, we're definitely like a couple weeks behind with that. So we are sorry. We understand, like, we probably noticed that freshman class seem a little bit more removed than usual. Yeah. Just because we haven't had a chance to put them with the team and force you guys to be friends yet. So
yeah.
Don't worry, we'll get you guys together.
All right. I look forward to that.
Yeah, one of those things we're waiting for is when the season does start, like, running, and we can get in that room with everyone. We're really excited to watch everyone. Because I feel like the guys you're closest to are the guys you sweat next to.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the easiest way to build a strong bond is everyone suffers together.
Yeah.
Misery loves company.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be fun. That's one part of it. And then we'll try to do a lot more social things now we're in phase 3. So
yeah.
We are aware of that. Don't feel like you're the only one. Because a lot of other freshmen are kind of like worried that they're not getting a chance to really acclimate to everyone else. Like,
yeah.
Everything's kind of like, everyone's trying to push all the kids back into the rooms. Like, normally, our problem is getting everyone out of the rooms, you know, coming out and being social. Everyone's like, all right, let's come out. We have this social gathering. We have free ice cream over here. You know, got free tacos. That wasn't a normal year. Now we're like, all right, you guys want to have a virtual cowboy dance? You can't leave your room. Like, there's so many virtual meetings and things going on, like, trying to build that community, but it's not the same as having to go out.
I also feel like with the whole social distancing thing, it's kind of harder to find time for extracurricular activities like the robotics here on campus, because I feel like there's not as much in-person recruiting for any of that stuff.
Right.
You'd remember it more if somebody came up to you and said, hey, you should come check this out sometime.
Right. It's not some, like, you can't put a face to the name. Yeah. Now it's just an email in your list of emails. Mm-hmm. I get that. Have you ever, let's talk about your robots. So have you ever built something? Like, I know that's probably a dumb question.
Since middle school, I was part of our robotics club at Upper Sandusky.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, the director for it retired from that, and somebody new came in and was trying to keep it going, but it disbanded my senior year in high school. That was also about the same time when I really got to be a part of it, a bigger part of it. Mm-hmm. It's when I broke my left collarbone, and I had to try to build a robot one-handed.
How did that go? Did it only turn left?
The chassis was actually really well made, surprisingly, that I could even make
it. Yeah, I mean, like, that's the biggest piece, right?
Yeah. I did have an upperclassman at the time help me with it, because I couldn't really do anything with one arm.
Mm-hmm.
It actually turned out really well. Since I couldn't continue really building it, I was given somebody else's to modify and fix up.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun year.
Yeah, imagine. One-armed.
Especially trying to compete one-armed.
You tried to wrestle with one arm?
No. For the robotics.
Okay.
Try
to compete in robotics.
Yeah. The event was robo-hockey. And there's 3 robots per team, and they just gotta get a puck into a goal. You have 1 goalie per team.
And so, is it like you can build whatever robot you want, or did you guys build like a car with a flipper on the front? Is it like literally a guy walking around robot? Like, what kind of robot are we talking?
It was a little 4-wheeled car, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
With a little flipper.
That sounds like a fun thing.
Yep.
Like that's pretty much like going out and doing air hockey.
Yep.
With your friends, but you build everything on a table.
Yeah, but it has to be within a certain size and everything.
There's like a whole standard. Is it like a 150-pound weight limit for each robot?
No, not that big. Nothing for the competitions we went to was that big. We were thinking about doing a combat robot, but for that you'd have to supply all your own parts because one of the points it's gonna get broken.
Yeah.
So you gotta put it back together and remake it.
Yeah. Your robot's definitely gonna get broken.
That's a lot of money for a high schooler.
Oh, for sure. Or for anyone. Because those parts aren't cheap. You gotta keep rebuying. That's,
with a 3D printer and a couple of really cheap small computers, it's not that expensive.
You can 3D print?
Yep. We had a 3D printer. It wasn't the nicest, but we got a couple more at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
So we could start printing bigger parts.
So what are your thoughts on your choice of making or coming to ONU?
I enjoy it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, but I expected that. Feels like there's not a lot of student to professor connection at all because of the social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's not helping anybody.
Yeah, especially like some schools are going all virtual.
Oh.
I feel bad for those ones.
Trying to learn math, let alone calculus, virtually is hard.
Yeah.
That is my worst class at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
By a lot.
Ooh, how bad is bad?
Oh, yeah. Bad.
Oh, we'll see in a grade check, don't worry.
Oh, I know. And I'm not excited for that. I'm probably going to retake calculus anyway, even if I pass this year.
Because
I don't feel confident and I won't be happy with how I did.
So you want to redo it and just get your grade up on your transcript?
I want to get my grade up and make sure I have everything down.
Mm-hmm. That's a very mature statement, man.
Like, I don't care if I pass this year. I want to retake it just to be safe and sure that I understand the material for the next calculus class I have to take.
Mm-hmm. Because calculus is like the cornerstone of your major, right?
And pretty much every science and engineering.
Yeah, pretty much everyone.
Yeah. Calculus just is the math now.
Yes. Yeah. Remember horrible. Math, like, third grade, where all you had to do is, like, add the numbers, and it could be, like, a sheet of 100.
Yeah.
And you had, like, 3 minutes to do it or something.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, those were the good old days. Now it's differential equations, too, where you have, like, an S, and that S changes the whole problem to make it an hour and a half long.
And then you could go from, like, you could start from, like, 2 plus 2 equals 0 or something, or not 0. Well, actually, yeah, or it could be 0. Then you have to expand that out, like, 7 different times to get it to the proper equation to solve it down.
So you got these small equations that take an hour to do.
Yeah, you got these small equations where, like, y equals x cubed. What's the derivative of that? And it's just like, okay, we're going to turn that to a 3x squared. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do all this other junk instead of just
using that. Instead of the good old fashioned.
You gotta use that now.
Right. Why did math get so hard?
When Newton was stuck in a pandemic.
When he was just sitting around like this, thinking.
That's when he, as far as I can remember, that's when he came up with the idea of calculus and the theory of gravity.
Is during a pandemic?
Yes.
Was that like the Black Plague or the Spanish flu?
I think it was a Black Plague pandemic at the time.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know what? I'm going to just sit here and think.
I'm going to sit here everyone's and revolutionize dying. Math.
Yes, everyone's dying, but you know what would be even worse than that?
Math.
Kids in the future had to learn calculus.
<Yeah.
laughs> What are your thoughts on cauliflower?
I don't like it. It's ugly.
So, fun fact. My coach, my high school coach, he got cauliflower a couple times, right?
Yeah.
And what he did after, like, the first time he got it, he got his ear drained, and then he got some, like, clay. And he made molds of his ears.
Yeah.
Like, both ears he had, like, clay molds of. And anytime he got cauliflower ear, he'd go get it drained. He'd put that mold back on his ear, and he'd just keep it pressed there. And then he'd just mold his ear back into shape. So his ears looked semi-normal, but they were hard as rocks. It was a very interesting concept, but he'd never had the ball on the side of his head. Like, he always had, like, close to normal ears. You could tell they were, like, messed up a little bit. But yeah. I see a lot of wrestlers try to get rid of cauliflower ears. I see a lot of wrestlers try to get cauliflower ears. So I didn't know where you were on the fence.
I don't think anybody should get it. It's just a bad idea.
It is.
If it happens, it happens. You're just being dumb and you get it. But
yeah, what do you think about your physical therapy? Does it help?
I think it helps.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like there's science behind it that says, like, this should probably help.
Yeah.
Hear that, wrestlers? You should do your physical therapy. Everyone should do it, whether you think it helps or not. It does.
I've done probably about a year total.
Mm-hmm. Dang, you've been doing it for a while. So you have, like, the same, like, yeah, routine you've been doing. Like,
and since the pandemic started, I haven't been able to be on the mat as often, so it started weakening again.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to started lifting over the summer. Lifting over the summer, and I just still gotta keep working at it till it's close to normal.
Yep, makes sense. That was Ronan Gulliver. Great guy, amazing athlete, and just someone who I expect a lot from in the near future. Thank you for your time, Ronan. Before the podcast series, we actually forgot to volunteer a teammate, so I'll do it for you. I'm volunteering Logan Painter to be our next guest. Can't wait to have him on next week, Monday. I don't think he knows yet, but I'm sure he'll find out soon enough. If you haven't already, follow our podcast series to stay on top of our weekly releases. We're on Instagram and Twitter. Follow our page on Facebook for general updates. Or if you're a parent or alum group, we have a private group for you that we share important information for you guys. And finally, we started a throwback series on YouTube where we go into the wrestling vault, pull out some VHS tapes, and upload each week. So check that out. If you don't see the year or the wrestler you're looking for, leave a comment, and we do take special requests when possible. Other than that, I'll see you next week. Can you sign us off?
Polar Bear's on the hunt.
Polar Bear's on the hunt?
Yeah, there it is.